Okay, so how many of you watched the NFL draft just a few weeks ago?
With the second pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback, North Carolina.
The 2017 draft was the best attended and most watched in NFL history, but it's more than a fan spectacle. A team can actually set itself up for success or failure with its choices on that day. Students and faculty at Georgia Tech have studied the consequences of the NFL draft. John Stasko is a professor of interactive computing at Georgia Tech. John, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And also with us is John Nelson, GPB's sports correspondent and mischief maker.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Why does Mitchell Trubisky's name make you laugh, John?
Because he was selected second overall by the Chicago Bears. What were they thinking? You said success or failure. I'm thinking that's an early failure, pick at number two.
Well, that's interesting because let's listen to one commentator, Skip Bayless, heated up about this very thing.
I'm just trying to go easy on them because, trust me, I heard from a lot of them last night. They are devastated over this indefensibly idiotic move. Once again, by the Chicago Bears, the nightmare continues. Hey, Chicago, at least you got the Cubs.
Well, you and Skip agree.
For once. what he personifies in modern-day sports television is an entirely different conversation for us, but... I agree with him that Mitchell Trubisky, when I covered him, he was just Mitch. Now that he's a professional athlete, it's Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, it's not his name. Okay.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Let's take this into the realm of science, shall we, John?
Sure. Science!
Anytime that you do a study, you're trying to answer a question, right? So what was the question here?
Here we were really trying to understand what makes good teams' drafts different from other bad teams' drafts. And we also just wanted to get a handle on the careers of NFL players and what they're like, when do they time out, things like that.
And this was part of what was surprising about this when you shuffled all the numbers, and there was a lot of numbers. There's 253 players drafted this year. When you discovered that the average career length of players has decreased as the draft has gotten larger, is there causation here or just correlation?
I think that's... maybe a little bit of causation, but a lot of it's just correlation there. A lot has to do now with, I believe, the salary cap that's been put in place, and in particular the lower rookie salaries. A long time ago, these top draft picks were making millions and millions of dollars, but that's been changed around a little bit, and so there's just greater churn on these players now.
John, were you surprised that the average career length? No. Why not?
Well, the good professor and I were discussing this. I mean, when you look at franchises today, it is now looking at it from a business perspective and not as much the emotional perspective. We were discussing in the green room the Baltimore Orioles, one of his mm-hmm. favorite teams growing up. And you had a lot of players in that particular team who were there for a lot of years doing a lot of quality work. That was in the 60s and 70s and even in the 80s. Now, professional franchises are more businesses, and it's what have you done for me lately? If I can bring someone in who's younger and cheaper, even if it's a draft or a free agent, they're going to do that because of what the professor said when it comes to all the salary caps. You have to pay your stars the big money. And then with the systems that you have, you plug in the players that fit into your system. Offensive linemen, you can get them anywhere. You can get them as free agents, undrafted, plug them into a hole, and as long as they keep the quarterback upright, you don't have to pay them $38 gazillion over a 9-year period. You can pay them an entry-level contract, maybe $1 million or two, to keep you under that salary cap figure.
So this also means that my favorite player, Barry Sanders.
I thought you were going to say Matthew Stafford with that contract that he signed.
I was not. stayed with the Lions basically his whole career.
Right.
We don't see that anymore. That's one of the things that came out through this research, John.
Yeah, it's relatively unusual. In one of our visualizations, we show players who are still on the roster of the team that drafted them. They're kind of in one color, and then in another color are players that move around. And you see that, 8, 10 years, nobody's on the same team anymore.
Only one team, the Carolina Panthers, have more than one player still playing for them that they chose in the 2007 draft. So then, John, let's talk about the Falcons. They drafted three players between 2007 and 2012 that are currently on their roster. How does this... There seems to be correlation between teams that have a lot of players coming in and coming out and teams that do well.
And, well, let's think about it from the Falcons' perspective. You had a quarterback in Matt Ryan who you have to keep around. Therefore, you have to pay him what he's worth. Pay the man his money. That is what you have to do. Then you have other star players and other key positions that are integral for the success of the franchise, like a Julio Jones out at wide receiver. And then you work on defensive guys and things like that. So then from that point, you have all these stars. Then you plug in the holes. 3 years, 4 years, rookie contracts are done. If you're not satisfied with that particular worker, then you send him on the street and he ends up going to another business. That's just how it is these days.
John, what does this interact? And there's, it's really cool to look at all the mm-hmm. different red and green on mm-hmm. the interactive study. But what does this tell us? What could a manager of a team take away from this in terms of advice?
It goes along with what John was just talking about in the strategy. You can't become sentimental and go with players who are really a part of your team. You need it's become a business equation, and understanding how that works. Those bad guys up north, the Patriots do it better than anyone.
Yep.
They don't care at all.
Cold-hearted.
Yes, they are.
It's all about winning titles, and that's what the Patriots do. You pay Tom Brady, you pay him, you pay a couple of other key players in a couple of key positions that you think you need, but Bill Belichick has a system, and that system has created success. You have guys from lower Division I, Division II, maybe some Division III, NAIA guys who fit what Belichick is trying to do on an on-the-field strategy. And just because you don't go to Michigan doesn't mean you can't be successful at New England, but you're going to go to New England because you want to play there, win a title, and they'll pay you what they want because they know you want to be there.
This also means, ironically, John, that the draft is way less significant than the amount of coverage that it gets.
True, at one level, but now those the recent picks really are stocking a team, so you better do well there. If you miss on the last couple of years' players...
Mitchell Trubisky.
no comment. If you miss on those players, you're handicapping yourself for the next few years.
And if you have complaints and your name is Mitchell Trubisky, feel free to call John or email complaints@johnnelson.com.
There you go.
In the minute that we have left, John, why has so much emphasis... increase. I mean, the emphasis on the draft has increased over the years, while the ability of teams to pick real stars doesn't seem to have gotten any better.
Well, and I think that it's once again to the professor's point. What you try to do with your first round selection and maybe your high second round selection is not miss. Then you look at best players available, filling your needs, and that's what the rest of that draft is about. But once you get past that point, there are a lot of guys who don't get drafted who will get that phone call when the draft is immediately over, knowing that there's a need there. Hey, we want you. And these are guys that might get 20 phone calls from 20 different franchises as an undrafted free agent, and they can pick and choose where they want to go. No, the money is not there for them in that particular case, but if they earn their keep, then they get the larger contract.
Okay, that is GPB sports correspondent John Nelson, and John Stasko is professor of interactive computing at Georgia Tech. You can see all the pretty colors in the very clear and lovely designed interactive display of this
study.
Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Always.